It's okay. It's okay. Please don't wake up. Don't wake up. Stay asleep. Good. I feel like when I whisper to you really softly, it helps keep you asleep. So I'm just gonna whisper stuff. And hopefully you'll hear it. And I don't know. They might become your first words or your first thoughts. I don't know how much of this you're gonna get. I don't think you're getting any of it. That's fine. That's fine. You don't need to understand any of it. I mean, the only parts that I do want you to understand is that I love you. That I'm here to take care of you. That I'm gonna keep you safe. But everything else, you could ignore, and you probably will end up ignoring a lot of it as you get older. I fully expect you to ignore a lot of the things I say. But it's the price you pay. I wasn't looking for a robot or a clone. I was looking for someone I could guide and show the world, who'd have opinions and thoughts of their own. And I hope they share some of my thoughts, some of my opinions, but they might not. That's the risk of growing a brand new human. It's all these unknowns. You're just full of unknowns. I have no idea what your favorite thing to eat will be. What's your favorite song? What makes you laugh? What makes you cry? I don't know any of these things because you haven't decided about them yet either. Like, you have no idea. I don't know. I know for you, you have no idea why that's exciting. But for someone who's lived a very long life, and seen so much, I don't think you'll have any idea of how magical it will be seeing all these things I know for the first time ever. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to show me the world for the first time ever in ways that I couldn't appreciate when I was younger. I think that's why we like to show our children our favorite movies. Especially for the first time. Because as we watch them experience it, we're watching ourselves. We're watching ourselves experience it for the first time. But in a way that we couldn't when we were there. I don't know. Watching you do all the same things I did in life. But different. Your way. I don't know. It's terrifying, but it's exciting. I just want to be able to guide you the best I can. And sometimes I won't be able to guide you. Sometimes you're going to make choices, and I won't agree with them. But if you're sound in them, if you're secure, I'm going to be so proud of you. I promise I'll always be so proud of you. No matter what you do or who you become, you can be whoever you want to be. You really, really can. I will love you regardless. Oh. Please don't wake up. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Mommy isn't home yet. Thank you. Oh. I know, you might want to wake up, but there's no food right now. Soon. She'll be home really soon. Once she gets home, she'll pump. You'll have so much food, you're going to be so full. But just sleep a little bit longer, so you're not fussing until she gets here. Because I know as soon as you wake up, you're going to be so fussy. All you're going to want is food. And then trust me, I know where you got it from. You got it from me. I am the the same way, down to a T. The second I'm like, oh, there's a promise of food, I'm just like, food, 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 until I get it. So don't worry, no judgment. Yeah, it's funny all the little things we already have in common. You're barely, I mean, you barely just got here, and I don't know, it's like two peas in a pod. Yeah. Oh, you're so cute. You're so incredibly cute. Your tiny hands. It's okay. It's okay. It's just the train. It's just the train. The train's gonna pass. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, the train's almost gone. Don't wake up. It's okay. It's okay. Train's all gone. I know the train's rumble's been scaring you, hasn't it? I'm sorry. I guarantee you that when you get older, you're gonna love the train. You're gonna constantly be running to the window every time it passes and looking at it. I can't wait for that. A 4-year-old running over to the window, hopping up and down, excited. You got really lucky with you, though. You've been a very good baby. But I'm not just saying that because you're mine. I mean, maybe a little bit. But all my family, all my friends, they're so jealous. Because you sleep, you eat, you barely fuss. And when you do fuss, I know why. You're such a good baby. I'm so lucky. I'm so, so lucky. I could fall asleep right now with you just laying on my chest. I'm not going to, though. If I fall asleep and I start snoring, I'm gonna wake you up. We need to get you acclimatized to more noise. You've lived a very quiet life. Yeah. I mean, I guess Christmas wasn't quiet. There's a lot of people around vying for your attention. You seem to enjoy it, though. You love getting passed around from person to person. You're just a big ball of joy. Met your grandparents on both sides, which was nice. Yeah. Although I guarantee the next time you see them, you're gonna be like, who are these strangers? I don't remember them at all. Eventually you're gonna learn faces, but I don't think right now you know any faces. I think you know my face. Until I shave, in which case I'm going to be a scary monster. Yeah, you know your mom's face. I think you also know her smell. It's a thing. I mean, I don't know. You couldn't tell me, but apparently babies know their mom's scent, like, perfectly. They could pick out who their mom is just by smell alone. I don't know how true that is. I don't remember. It's a long time ago for me. I don't really have a very recent experience of being a baby. No, funnily enough, I don't. But I guess when you're old enough to speak, you won't remember it either, so it might be just one of those mysteries. Yeah. Oh. Hey, baby. No, she wasn't a problem at all. She's been like asleep on me this whole, for like an hour and a half. Yeah. No, take your time. You take a shower, do whatever. Yeah, she won't be up for a while. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Seriously, go do what you gotta do. Yeah. Yeah, I know how we fish. I think if we move her, she'll wake up. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, go take a shower. And then, yeah, go pump. I'll just be sitting here. No, I don't need the TV on. This is more than enough entertainment for me. Yeah, seriously. No, don't rush. I can do this all night. You're totally fine. That's way better, because if she wakes up, then, yeah, then you can get food right away. That was my only concern, is that she woke up. Yeah, I did, yeah. Just like me. Yeah, now you can get out and over it. Yeah. I love you too. Okay, yeah, go shower. I'm not going.